This is the Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to another exciting episode of the Scooter Diaries podcast. Dun dun dun. Welcome aboard. How have you been? Let's see if I remember how to do this. Today is Sunday, the 7th of September.
Pray, September.
And I've been socially shamed by Big Fatty to record a little show. So now I know what it's like to be the enormous boys.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You are listening to another exciting episode of Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4665 of the BFO for right the 26th. Of December 2025, y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my crema and my gift ads, yes. Clockers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, your weekly clockers today because y'all, how many of you think that it doesn't feel like a fright today? Y'all, it's, you know, when a big holiday occurs on a Thursday, y'all, it just sends things into... y'all, excuse me, I didn't get a nipper nap. Y'all, I'll be sleeping well tonight. I'll tell you more about that later. But y'all, I'm sure Moose P and Gavin, in just 3 days, he's got three more work days. He'll be retiring, yes, Big Fatty, and Gavin, and Moose, and who else is retired out there? Big Fatty, too many to count, it's true. And but y'all, a holiday on a Thursday, it just, you know, we'll have three Saturdays in a row, or y'all, it just throws off, it just totally throws off. What you think? Cause y'all, I can assure you, it don't feel like a fright today. Big Fatty, cause you're pre-recording on Thursday. Well, but I know what I'm talking about. Oh, Big Fatty, okay, you go ahead and think that. Okay, thank you for calling.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
This weekend, we have not one, but two, I say, chew celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is on Saturday. Y'all, I met this person out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages, and then I visited the St. Paul, Minnesota area, and y'all was able to spend time and have breakfast with him. Y'all, he is a longtime supporter of the little show, and y'all, he's the official spambassador of the BFO. Y'all, he's also the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 25. Big Fatty, y'all, is none other than the host of the Scooter Diaries. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. It's the Laughing Buddha. Big Fatty, we love the Laughing Buddha. We do. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, another host of a little show, or actually a couple of little shows. y'all, he's not met him face to face, but he's out there in the Tejas, and has lived in the California, and can't, quite frankly, from what I understand, can't wait to get the hell back out of the Tejas. Y'all, he is part of the Tastes Like Burning / Trash Sprinkles team of Tim and James, James and Tim. Y'all, it is none other than Mr. Go Kroegering himself. Y'all, it's Tastes Like Burning Tim. Big Buddy, we love Tastes Like Burning Tim. We do. So, y'all, if you see the Laughing Buddha, or Tastes Like Burning Tim, or Trash Sprinkles Tim, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, given the time of year, instead of cake, maybe they'll have an English pudding, or some crema cookies, or brownies, or, you know, maybe they'll just have a couple of eggnogs and not give a damn about the cake. Yes, Big Fatty, let's go have one now.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rushes through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you.
Oh, Big Fatty, y'all, I'm recording this Christmas night, and y'all, just a little memory lane here, y'all. For the past, when the Hatterina and the Hats were living at their house across from my brother and sister-in-law, and then when they moved to the retirement community, y'all, the Hatterina would have a crema night party be held on the night of the 25th, because, you know, the excitement of building up to crema was over, and, you know, everybody had their big hoop-de-doo and their big meal and everything, and, you know, it was just kind of a, I don't want to say a letdown, but it was just kind of a, you know, it's kind of letting the air out of the balloon. And so she would have a little crema get-together. She'd invite neighbors and my cousins and different family members and all. And, y'all, it would just be there at the house. Y'all, of course, I was around, so, of course, I put it on. And, you know, she just took credit for it. Yes, speaking of, she didn't take credit for it. She knew that I did the work. But, y'all, we'd put out the, you know, people would bring treats and goodies and everything by during the crema season. And we'd put those kind of things out, and then we'd make some other little things and make a fresh batch of cheese cookeries and a fresh batch of the little ham biscuits and just all kinds of stuff. And y'all, and just to pull out the Tangeray, and yes, Big Fatty, it tastes like a crema tree, it does. And y'all, everybody, just, I think they really appreciated it, because it did, you didn't have the letdown, you know, of the, I don't want to say depression or anything like that, because that's not what I'm talking about. It's just the letdown that it's all over. And that she did that. And, y'all, I've always thought that was a wonderful idea. I do that here at the villa, but y'all, you know, I do that with Fredo at Fatty's, you know, most every week. And you know, my other neighbors, they have children or families that they go and visit on crema day. So, you know, it's fine, but I always enjoy doing that. And if that's something that you might be interested in, think about doing that. Now, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, what did I do? Me? Ready? Y'all, I had a quiet evening. I don't remember what I had for my supper. I was gonna have soup, but I didn't. And I don't remember what I did have, though. It was probably cheese and crackers. In fact, I think that's what it was. And y'all, I watched the news, and I turned on the Oh, y'all, I turned on the YouTube. Do you have the YouTube? Mr. Cackle, by the way, is now a YouTube influencer, from what I understand. Big Fatty influenced you to subscribe. Well, that didn't take much. But anyway, what was I saying? And y'all, in honor of my brother who passed away back in June, y'all, every Crumma Eve we'd get together and he would pour us eggnogs, and y'all, I'm telling you what, this harkens back to the days when we'd have to go see my great aunts and on Crumma Eve, and y'all, they were good Whiskapalians, and y'all, I'm telling you what, I heard for more than 20 years, oh, we've got to go see Bertha and Gladys and Alice, because they might not be here next year. And y'all, I thought they were going to outlive us all, but y'all, that's because they'd fix an eggnog when you went over, just for the adults, and y'all, those women were pickled. Y'all, it was a glass of bourbon with a shot of eggnog in it. And y'all, and my brother kind of picked up on that. And I'd go over to their house on Crumma Eve and help put Santa Claus out and everything. And he would fix us eggnogs. And I had to finally tell him, I said, I do not want a Bertha, Gladys, and Alice eggnog. Just give me a little bit of nog and mostly egg. And so anyway, I fixed myself an eggnog with whipped cream and nutmeg on top, and y'all, it was really good. And I made my eggnog ice cubes. You know, I pour some eggnog into a ice cube tray, and then you keep your eggnog cold by putting that in without watering it down. It's lovely, just lovely. And y'all, the eggnog was so good, I had a second one. And then I watched the Jeopardy. Excuse me. And y'all, then I turned I didn't turn the TV machine off, because y'all, I turned on the YouTube and I turned on the crackling fireplace and just listened to that and played my Candy Crush until about 9 p.m. in the evening, and then I was off to the chamber, slept like a baby, got up on Crumma morning, had my coffee, had some pumpernickel toast. Y'all, it was a clean sheet night on Crumma Eve, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And did my puzzles. Y'all, I hadn't been able to finish the Sudoku yet, but I'm still working on it. And y'all, then I opened my Crumma presents, and my family, we just give homemade gifts, and my sister-in-law makes me my grandmother's green tree sugar cookies, and y'all, they're just lovely. In fact, when Alex came by earlier in the week, I let him taste some, and he loved them. He loved them, I tell you. So I got a big old thing of those, and my brother and sister-in-law, they always give me one of those Hickory Farms meat stick and cheese box. And y'all, then they found I guess it's a reproduction or something. It's a Life magazine, all about the Wizard of Oz. Y'all, it's I can't wait to sit down and look through it and just see. Y'all, it's as thick as a National Geographic, I guess. And y'all, then the thing that really stood out for me. Y'all, I opened this bag. It was from my sister-in-law, who's now my sister, and it was two Crema ornaments, and it was little Santa Clauses, and y'all, it was Santa Claus painted on kind of dried okra, and y'all, the okra was from my brother's garden, his final garden, and she had picked that, and I don't know how she did it or anything. I don't know if she dried them out or whatever and painted them, but y'all, they're just as cute as they can be. Y'all, I'll take a picture of the okra and put it up on the BFO at noon today. And y'all, then I was off, did my morning nipple walk around Fat Acres, came back, got my sure, and then the Nip and I were off to our friends from the coal mine there to their house for Crema brunch. And y'all, we had so much food. Oh my God, there was so much food. But there always is. And y'all then came back home here, and I've had to take a shot of pickle juice because I'm just. But y'all, one last little thing here. Y'all, I got I think it was a textimonium. Was it a textimonium or was it an e-letter? It may have been a post over there at the BFO. Y'all, I got it from Brendan. You know, Brendan's over there in the UCK, and he said, let's see if I've got it right here. He sent me an e-letter, and it says, "Oh, Lordy, hope you're having a lovely Crema day. We went to the village pub for turkey dinner with family, and I started before the main course. What a BFO Crema. All the best from the UK." And I went, okay. And y'all, then he wrote back and he says, "Sharded, not started. The mechanical spell checkers are out of their minds." So y'all, he went to the village pub for turkey dinner with his family and he sharded before the main course. What a BFO Crema. Indeed, Brendan. What a BFO Crema. And y'all, before the time runs out on us, y'all, let's do this. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Speaking of the number one fan and the birthday boy, y'all, the Laughing Buddha sent me a gas report. Y'all, $3.09 a gallon up there in the frozen tundra. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Boxing Day and a happy start of Kwanzaa. And y'all, it's the last weekend of 20 and 25. So anyway, take a little time, look back, and see how many good things happened this year that put a smile on your face. Maybe the BFO was one of them. Big Fatty, don't be fishing for compliments. No, not at all. And y'all, we'll be back to close out the year next week. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, the number one fan and birthday boy, Laughing Buddha, what's your favorite part of Crema?
You are listening to another exciting episode of Big Fatty.
Oh, boy, what a sheltered life you live, if that's exciting, Dick.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.